more about the church by visiting meritassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at meritassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning into the Refresh radio program. Today is Friday, and we are excited about the weekend that is coming up. We got our men's fellowship breakfast tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock, and we are, I tell you what, we may not have the biggest group. We'll probably have 8 to 12 somewhere in there, but I just mentioned one key word, and it causes the men to be highly motivated to come out if at all possible, and that's the word bacon. We do have bacon available, and we're going to have a great time. We talk with one another. We share with one another. Our group is called Iron Men. We want to friends sharpening the countenance of another. I want to be improving day by day, week by week, month by month. And so that's why we have this time. We have opportunities for our ladies to get together, and they do the same thing. But the needs of women are different than the needs of men. And so we are going to be having our men's fellowship. We had Father's Day, and we're thankful for the time that we had there. But we want to give that opportunity for fellowship in a much less structured environment. And so that is going to be taking place this weekend. Merit Assembly, God, 165 North Grove Street, Merritt Island, Florida. We will be meeting in the fellowship hall. If you come to the sanctuary, it's going to be locked. You got to go around to the back of the property to the other building. And that's where we will be meeting with air conditioning and all sorts of wonderful breakfast delicacies. And so we invite you out for that. We'd also like to invite you out to our services Sunday morning. And we have Sunday school at 9:30. We have worship service at 10:30. And then we have prayer meeting that night. Love to have you come and join us for our services and partner with us in being a blessing to our community. One of the organizations in our area that is not only a blessing because they're part of the body of Christ, but they're a blessing with their business expertise and their mechanical skills, their air conditioning skills, is Wyrick Air Heat and Electric. They have provided professional sales, services, and repairs in the following three fields: air conditioning, which we need frequently, heating, which we don't need very often, but when we need it, we want it, and electric, which all of us need on a daily basis. So they provide professional sales, service, and repairs for air conditioning, heating, and electrical fields. They work in residential environments, commercial settings, and they provide emergency service when necessary, and they will strive to provide for you the best service possible at an affordable price. So if you find yourself in need of their services, give them a call, 321-632-9538. If you don't find yourself in need of their services, their phone number is 321-632-9538, because sooner or later, your air conditioner is going to break, you're going to have an electrical issue, you need somebody that you can trust. Give them a call, and you will be glad that you did. 321-632-9538. And as always, tell them you heard about them on the Refresh radio program, and that would be greatly helpful to us. And so today we are going to go back to Isaiah chapter 28. Isaiah chapter 28. On yesterday's program, we were talking about in verse number 5, "In that day the Lord of hosts will be for a crown of glory and a diadem of beauty to the remnant of his people, for a spirit of justice to him who sits in judgment, and for strength to those who turn back the battle at the gate." Okay, so we talked about those three blessings for the remnant of his people, to those who sit in judgment, and for those who turn back the battle at the gate. That's what God said that he would be in that day. He would do those three things. Verse number 7 begins with sometimes a beneficial word. Sometimes it's a problematic word. And in this case, it is a problematic word. Listen to what it says. But they also have erred through wine, and through intoxicating drink are out of the way. The priest and the prophet have erred through intoxicating drink. They are swallowed up by wine. They are out of the way through intoxicating drink. They err in vision. They stumble in judgment, for all tables are full of vomit and filth. No place is clean. Remember, we are talking about seeking justice. And if you remember, it wasn't that long ago, we were talking out of Proverbs, the 31st chapter, in the first part of Proverbs 31, where we were discussing that alcohol is a problem, that it's a problem for justice. It leads to injustice. And so we highly recommend avoiding that stuff, because you and I are spiritual royalty. We are children of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. There is a different protocol for us than there is for the world. The world wonders why we do not participate with them in their debauchery. The reason is we operate by a different protocol. We live as representatives and ambassadors of a different culture. We are not looking to be compromised intellectually, emotionally, or physically reactionary. We're looking to represent God well. So, God put out the promise here in Isaiah chapter 28, verses 5 and 6, of who he would be and what he would do. He would be a crown of glory, a diadem of beauty. He would be a spirit of justice, and he would strengthen those who turned back the battle at the gate. But verse number 7 says, but they also have erred through wine. These people that had a godly purpose and had godly potential, it says they have erred. And so I looked up that word, and it says erred is to err, which is where we get the word error, okay? They have gone astray. They have swerved. They have meandered or reeled in drunkenness, or they have operated in an intoxicated manner. Again, that's the definition from the Greek lexicon that I use on my computer program, my Bible program. So, it gone astray, they've swerved, meandered, they reel in drunkenness, or they're intoxicated. So, it whatever they have put in has affected, it's impacted the way that they move from one area to another. The definition went on to add, not only have they gone astray, but it added this qualifying word to it: they have morally gone astray. They've morally gone astray. And that's never a place that we want to be. As Christians, we are supposed to be moral individuals. We are not supposed to be immoral. Okay? Moral means it's something that is good. Immoral is something that is disapproved by God. We're not supposed to be participating. If you hear the word immorality, a lot of times that speaks of sexually unacceptable behavior in God's sight. But, you know, it comes back to it is a error when it comes to the moral activity or conduct that God tells us in his word that we want to be a part of. Now, sometimes there are funny things that happen, and it can cause us to have momentary incidences where we see in a harmless manner what this looks like in a spiritual. What I'm trying to communicate is this: my son-in-law is a youth pastor, and my daughter and he serve at an Assembly of God church in another part of Florida, and they had a back to school bash or an out of school bash. And so they threw this big party, and my daughter videotaped my son-in-law as he was participating in this game that the kids were having. And it wasn't a game about consuming alcohol or anything like that. It was a game where they put something to their forehead and they had to spin around in a circle. I guess it was 10 times. And she recorded him as he was supposed to, once he got done spinning, he was supposed to run in a straight line. And he kept staggering and meandering to the left. And he eventually fell down. And so the way that we knew that, we weren't there, but she posted it in social media. And my wife, when she was watching that, she just laughed and laughed. She said, "I can't stop watching this." Okay. Now, the reason that it was funny is because it wasn't from a lack of sobriety. It was them celebrating achievement, having fun, and then there was also going to be a challenge from God's word. And so it was pure fun there. So watching him stagger because of he was trying to reach people was somewhat entertaining. But when we're talking about a error or a reeling, as some translations put it, reeling through wine and through intoxicating drink, when you talk about that, it changes the path that you are on. It says in the Word of God, do not be drunk with wine, but be filled with the Spirit. Okay? Do not be drunk with wine, but be filled with the Spirit. One of those options causes you to be able to walk the path of righteousness for His name's sake, and the other compromises you, impacts the way that you walk or your ability to walk, and it causes you to go down a path that you don't want to go down. Okay? For people who are supposed to be spiritual, vibrant believers, you and I should not still be making unforced errors in our spiritual life. And we should not be allowing anything to come into our conduct, our consumption, that is going to impair the way that we walk. It should not compromise us morally, intellectually, financially, or behaviorally. It says, and through intoxicating drink are out of the way. And so I looked up all of these definitions, and one of the things that I saw was they should not commit the sin of ignorance. One of the definitions said they should not commit the sin of ignorance. There are some people who take the scripture that says, to whom much is given, much is required, and they get the wrong mindset about that, and they say, well, I don't want much to be given to me because I don't want much to be required of me. Wrong answer. Okay? We are seeing in society right now that people who did things when they were teenagers, even though that may be decades ago when they posted something online or they participated in an event, that now people are coming back and saying, your apology isn't good enough. By the way, I think that is a very dangerous precedent to set. I think that repentance and forgiveness and reconciliation are cornerstone principles in the kingdom of God. And if anybody is not willing to grant forgiveness, especially from something that is decades old, that has been not only apologized for, renounced, and all of that sort of stuff, if that can't be sufficient, then that person that is judging you is operating by an unjust standard. They are not seeking justice. They are seeking vengeance. There's a big difference. Vengeance belongs to God. Vengeance does not belong to you, does not belong to me. So it says that they are out of the way. Now, I know that there are a lot of people in society that would love for the church just to stay out of the way, just to not provide the obstacles to an ungodly, manipulating philosophy that is not in line with God's word. I want you to know I have something to say about that. I'm sorry that I cannot fulfill your wish, because I live by a higher calling than making the devil's job easier. I am here to stand for righteousness. I am here to stand for the word of God. I am here to be one, like in verse number 6, that will operate with a spirit of godly justice in judgment and will operate from a position of godly strength, because I do not want the people of Merritt Island and Central Brevard County victimized by the lies and the destruction of the enemy. So Merritt Assembly of God is not here to just simply move out of the way or stay out of the way. We are here to raise a standard of righteousness and a standard of holiness. Revival never comes when moral ground is compromised. Revival only comes whenever the standard of righteousness is restored to its rightful place once again, where people understand that God created us and God is the one that is defining the terms of behavior. Okay, so verse number 7 continues, they are swallowed up by wine, they are out of the way through intoxicating drink. And I want you to see that in the latter part of verse number 7, I didn't read this part. The priest and the prophet have erred through intoxicating drink. So they erred through wine. That was the people who were supposed to stand in strength and turn back the battle at the gate. And they were compromised. And they made an error. And then it talks about the priest and the prophet have erred through intoxicating drink. And they also ended up being swallowed up, and they are out of the way through their intoxicating drink. I would like to take a moment and express to you who may have witnessed other spiritual leadership in the history of your Christian walk, And they made this error. I would like to apologize. I haven't, but I've lived it. I lived it because I had a relative that was an alcoholic. I lived it. This was really before I even existed, but it impacted my family. I have experience with it because that family that was had an alcoholic in it became a minister, not an Assembly of God minister, but a minister. And I have experience with it because that minister became an alcoholic minister, and then he just became an alcoholic. And his end was not a pleasant one. So I understand that there are a lot of people who are deceived. There are a lot of people right now that there's a lot of pressure, and they say, well, it doesn't hurt just to do this socially. It doesn't. Look, I don't know how much of a margin that a person has. I can't tell that. All I know is that people of society are looking for the spiritual leadership to be spiritual leaders and not be making the same mistakes that the rest of society is making. So I take it as a high and holy calling to live a sober life. I take it as a high and holy calling to live a moral life. I take it as a high calling to exemplify not only to the church and the community, but to my family of what it is like to walk in covenant with God and my wife and my church and my family. I want them to see there are people who don't all make the same mistake. We all make mistakes. We just don't all make the same mistakes. So I'm not here in judgment. I am here in bringing about the truth, the word of God, in hopes that there will be repentance, that there will be a change of behavior. I pray that I never see a headline of a spiritual leader in Brevard County for doing the wrong thing. I told people I want to only, one of my goals in ministry is to stay off the news unless I'm on the news for doing the right thing, not the wrong thing. Okay? It says that these people err in vision. They err in vision. And it's the same word. They are people who are reeling in vision, that they have forgotten the purpose that God placed in their life. My job is not to make things comfortable for myself. My privilege is to speak as an ambassador for Jesus Christ in such a way that people in bondage will be set free, that they will be discipled, that they will be equipped to walk in victory and not defeat, that they will be able to walk forth in truth and in the Spirit of God instead of reeling in error. Don't err in vision. It said they err in vision and they stumble, listen to this, in judgment. They stumble in judgment. And it's a similar word. It means to reel. It means very much what we saw earlier in the air. They've gone astray. They reel. They stumble when it comes to making a just and righteous judgment. Why? Because they're compromised. They're trying to live in a alternative reality or a false reality, just the same way as everybody else. They are reeling in fear and judgment. The judgment that they are supposed to render as a representative of God, the kingdom of God, they can't do because they're just as victimized, just as much in bondage as everybody else. Verse number 8 has another word where the conjunction but began in verse number 7. In verse number 8 begins with a preposition, and it says, "For all tables are full of vomit and filth, no place is clean." My wife and I had made a trip, and we were in the airport, and we had a lot of time on our hands. Just the place we went was a couple of hours away from the airport, and you just got to make sure that you get there in plenty of time. We even left later than what we wanted to, but we made very good time. It was an uneventful journey. There were no traffic jams or anything like that. But we ended up being in the hotel or the airport hangar. What's the terminal? Terminal. We were in the airport terminal for a long time, and I knew we were going to be sitting for, you know, a couple of hours. And so I was up walking around, and in the airport, you got to wear your mask and all that sort of stuff. And so I'm walking around and I encountered these two men, and they were having a conversation. They were coming towards me. I was going the opposite direction. And one of them made the funniest statement. It just struck me. I just burst out laughing when I heard it. The one guy was telling his friend, he said, "I felt cleaner," and he named a specific state. he said, than I did on that airplane. That airplane was filthy. And I just burst out laughing because the state that he mentioned has a reputation for not being one of the cleanest states in the union by a lot of people. And he said, I just feel like I'm filthy because of the environment that I just spent a number of times in. I want you to know we have the privilege of determining where we are going to spend our time feasting. Are you going to feast in an unhealthy environment, an unclean environment, a filthy environment, or are you going to feast at the table of the Lord? Let me tell you, it says, for all tables are full of vomit and filth, and no place is clean. There was a group back in the 80s by the name of Petra, and Petra had a song, and I can't even tell you what the song title is right now, but it says, garbage in, garbage out. You know, whatever you partake of is what's going to impact what comes out of you. Computer Brain, I believe, is the name of the song. And I want you to know, you have a decision. What are you going to feast on? Are you going to sit around and binge on Netflix and Hulu and reruns of who knows what for the umpteenth time? Or are you going to feast on the Word of God? Are you going to feast at the table of God? Are you going to feast in the house of God? Or are you going to find someplace else where you feast? Because if you feast in the wrong spot, if you are feasting more in a vomit-filled, filth place, filthy place, or an unclean place, then you too will err in vision, and you too will stumble in judgment. On this Friday, I want to put out an invitation to you. Come feast at Merit Assembly of God. We're not perfect. We're not here to sit in judgment. We're here to actually bring freedom and be a blessing to the community. And so if you do not have a church home, I want to encourage you, come to Merit Assembly of God, 165 North Grove Street. We would be thrilled to have you. It would be my pleasure and my honor to meet you and to serve alongside with you. God bless you. You have a marvelous weekend, and we will see you Monday right here on the Refresh Radio
Program. Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Overcomes, you are, yes, you are.